Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
Listen to both sides.
The bottom line is,
I respect that we don't agree.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Just to find a voice. Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
I don't know how to put this.
Mark Cox.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Well, it adds excitement, doesn't it, folks?
The Mark Cox Shortlist, brought to you by Eagers Heating and Air Conditioning.
One hand, they want to be relieved of the restrictions, but on the other hand, they don't want to get vaccinated.
People are going on spring break, and all of these things can contribute to spread.
What is needed to allow us to move back into the JOPCAs?
Democrats are for opening our borders, raising taxes, and bankrupting our country.
They've emerged from 4 years of the Trump administration more radical.
We've got to get more active. We've got to get more confrontational.
Wow. Wow. Maxine Waters is trying to light America on fire. Did you hear that? What she said last night to a crowd of people up in Minneapolis, and we've got the audio for you, is that effectively in the Derek Chauvin trial, justice will not be served if it's anything less than murder one. She is setting an expectation and basically endorsing the overreaction to anything less than that. And you know, Katie barred the door. If you think they're going to need to put barriers around the courthouse up there in Minneapolis, every big city, including St. Louis, is going to face the same thing because of this kind of rhetoric. It's really, really dangerous, honestly. Hey, by the way, welcome back to the Mark Cox Morning Show on a Monday. Glad that you guys are with us this morning, whether you're watching us on Facebook Live or the Odyssey.com app. We're thrilled that you're with us. We got lots to get to. But first, let's get to Hans, please.
Hans von Spakovsky, you know, the former emperor of the Austro-Hungarian Empire.
Hans, good morning to you, and I'm assuming by now that you've heard Maxine Waters' take on the Derek Chauvin trial.
I have, and if there's anything that can be categorized as an incitement to violence, that's it. And what she didn't say is much worse than anything, I think, that President Trump was accused of doing prior to January 6th.
Oh, much more in your face. For people that haven't heard it, please play cut 17.
Not just manslaughter, right? I mean...
Oh, no, not manslaughter. No. This is guilty for murder. I don't know whether it's in the first degree, but as far as I'm concerned, it's first degree.
Congressman, what happens if we do not get what you just told? What should the people do? What should protesters on the street do?
I didn't hear you.
What happens?
What should protesters do?
Well, we got to stay on the street, and we've got to get more active. We've got to get more confrontational. We've got to make sure that they know that we mean business.
You know, Hans, I listened to her there, and to me, that's her endorsing additional confrontation. Now, last summer in St. Louis, we had a 7-Eleven burn, and over 60 businesses were damaged because of break-ins and rioting. I mean, how much more confrontational are we willing to put up with?
No, in fact, what she is doing, she should not be a member of Congress, because being a member of Congress means that you take an oath to uphold the Constitution and the laws of the United States. That includes the justice system. And what she, in fact, is doing is she is urging people to engage in mob violence. That's the bottom line here. And do we really want to live in a country in which we have members of Congress telling people to override the justice system that we have and engage in mob violence? I don't think so. I mean, she ought to be, frankly, thrown out of the U.S. Congress for engaging in that kind of behavior.
Yeah, I would completely agree with that. And I think Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene said the same thing yesterday, because, of course, they've tried to kick her out of Congress for things that she has tweeted in the past. Hans, I need your legal opinion on the trials to date, because so many people hear a headline here or a headline there. But for people that have been watching this, like on the channels that are carrying it full time, they're seeing a much different trial. And the defense, I get the impression, has done its job so far of bringing in witnesses who've questioned the narrative here that it was solely Derek Chauvin's knee that caused the death of George Floyd.
Yeah, I think the defense has done a pretty good job. And I actually have a very good friend who had been watching the trial, who is a former federal and state prosecutor. And he told me that he and a group of other prosecutors have been watching this, have been astonished at how bad the lawyers are in the prosecution, that they're not very good at their job. Now, that may not prevent, you know, a conviction in this case, but, you know, he was expecting that they would bring in their best prosecutors, they'd be on their A game, and he says that's not what's happened.
Yeah, that's interesting. You know, I heard Professor Alan Dershowitz the other day on, I believe, on the Brian Kilmeade show, pointing at his criticism of this from an attorney point of view is that the prosecution showed the video too much. That everybody in America was shocked the first time they saw that video. But once it's played back from a variety of different angles and you see that there are nuances to how that went down and you see what happened in the back of the car and you see the struggle that went on and all of that, that has watered down the emotional impact of the video on this jury. And he for one, believes that's what's going to cause this to probably, you know, be maybe – what, manslaughter, aggravated assault, something like that?
Yeah, I think he's correct about that, because what they ended up doing was, and this is always the most important thing in any kind of confrontation between a police officer and a suspect, is what are all of the circumstances, you know, not just one second in time, but what led up to it, what occurred during it, and what happened after. And you have to put everything into perspective to understand what happened, usually in a very short amount of time. And that's, in fact, what the prosecution has been actually giving to the jury by repeatedly showing this.
Well, Hans, I don't know how quickly they're going to get to a verdict in this. It may take them all week, but when that happens, we'd love to get you back on and get your analysis.
Sure thing. Happy
all
to right. do it.
Yep. Have a great week, Hans. We appreciate you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Hans von Spakovsky with the Heritage Foundation, senior legal expert at Heritage. He's right. You got, there's so much more to this than meets the eye, than gets reported. And if it doesn't go the way the mob crowd wants, there's going to be violence again. And that's just a shame that Maxine Waters doesn't have the foresight or just doesn't care enough to avoid inflaming that. What say you? 314-241-9797. We'll be right back.
The Mark Cox Morning Show, on the air and streaming at 971talk.com. She won't sit out there. Room where the child alone sees me to bed. Lines are open now at 314-241-9797 or 866-455-9797.
End of the day, this is going to come down to whether or not everyone does their part. That's the most important thing. This variant, the B117 variant, is what is growing so quickly here in Michigan. We have the second most of it than I think right after Florida. At least that was the last data that I saw. Michigan and Florida are not next to each other, but this is the time of the year that snowbirds come home from Florida, where people are going on spring break, and all of these things can contribute to spread. And that's why we're imploring people to take this seriously, mask up, get tested. If you've been around someone who's positive, stay home.
Those darn kids came back from Florida with this variant. Governor Whitmer. I mean, honestly, is it not weird that Florida's not been knocked out by the variant? Why does she assume that the kids on spring break and snowbirds brought this back to Michigan?
You gotta blame
and
somebody.
That's where they got a problem.
Yeah. They're just looking for someone to blame.
Yep, because nobody knows.
Right.
Because nobody knows. But, you know, I'm looking at some of the fallout from this pandemic. And I just have to tell you, I've seen a lot of things that I was upset when I couldn't get toilet paper. I was upset when, you know, you couldn't find even tissues to use instead of toilet paper. What are some of the other things that we ended up with a shortage of during the pandemic
that we couldn't find wipes,
hand sanitizer,
wipes, yeah.
Some of that caught up. But I just have to tell you.
Talking to you, yeah. I have smelled alcohol on your breath.
There's a headline today that has shaken me to my core. Is a bourbon shortage next? Can I just tell you that? Global supply chain delays could mean a bourbon shortage for Kentucky distillers. And it's not even because of the product. Like, certain bourbons are hard to get and are therefore very expensive. That's not what this is about, because the bourbon is all in barrels down in Kentucky. The problem is that they highlight in this story in USA Today that one of the guys that works at the Castle and Key Distillery recently had to fly to Europe to bring back personally 20,000 bottles that he's using to bottle his product to get it to consumers, because it's taking so long with COVID delays to get the items he needs from other parts of the world. Cork, they're having a shortage of cork that they use in the bottles. I've never seen a bourbon bottle with a screw on top, although maybe there are some out there at the lower tier. I don't know. I'm just saying, with the nicer bottles of bourbon, they've got cork on the lid. This is a serious problem all over the state of Kentucky, apparently. According to the Kentucky Distillers Association, there are now 2 barrels of bourbon for every person living in the state of Kentucky. That's how much bourbon they've got stored away in barrels waiting for it to mature.
Dang.
So they can sell it, right? Any disruption in the supply chain for distilleries could add up. It's going to be extra time, and it's going to be extra money, because these expenses that they're incurring, they're going to have to pass on to me, which is a problem. There's a worldwide glass shortage. A lot of factories have shut down because of COVID, and apparently I don't understand exactly how a glass factory works in detail, but you can't just flip a switch and turn it back on and have it start producing glass again. You got to ramp up production a little bit, apparently, according to this.
I think they need to just send those barrels right on up. We'll hook them up to a soda machine, and we'll all fill our big gulps.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's perfect.
Like, if it's cork, if it's product, you just send that whiskey on up, and we'll take care of it.
Just send us the barrel.
Send us the barrels. Sell it by barrel.
I've always wanted my own barrel.
Right. We'll tap it ourselves. It'll be fine.
I think that's great. You know,
I can't find a garden gnome. I don't know what I'm going to do with myself.
Oh, the gnome shortage.
Yeah, there's a garden gnome shortage, and what am I going to do? Drinking bourbon without gnomes in my...
drink enough of it, you might see the gnomes there anyway. I didn't think I could find any of those.
Yeah, the stuff's getting real now, so we need to get
now
this.
Now you're messing with the bourbon.
You're messing just with the bourbon real. Supply. We need to get our heads out of our butts and focus on the real issue.
You need to get your head out of your butt, focus on the real issue.
That's right.
I'd rather be out of bourbon or toilet paper. Bourbon. I don't know if I want to know that answer.
Toilet paper.
if you have enough bourbon, you forget that you're out of toilet paper. It's fine.
We can use the Sears catalog if we have to, but we can't just make our own mash very easily. Mm. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
That's not easy to do. Not easy at all. Hey, coming up, we're going to get a check. Guess what? The Dow continues to break records. What's driving it? Should people be concerned about inflation? Probably, according to Charles Payne. We're going to check in with Jennifer Koshinka, see what's going on this morning, coming up in just a minute. And at 6:48, some of the other stories floating around out there today you might not have heard of. We call it In Other News. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Jane says, I'm done with Sergio. You treat me like a rag doll. She hides.
Welcome back. By the way, we'll keep updating you on this Dave Murray forecast for sometime Tuesday. It's actually going to get cold enough to not only snow, potentially, which we thought we were done with, but we could see a freeze warning if you've put plants out so far that you're probably going to have to go cover them up. Hopefully it's not so extensive that, you need to go buy new sheets to cover them with. I don't know. Fortunately for me, I'm a procrastinator and I put off landscaping as long as possible, so it's not going to be an issue. But apparently Dave Murray's rule around here is you shouldn't plant warm weather plants till after Mother's Day. So you got a couple more weeks.
And here we are.
Learning that lesson the hard way.
So I guess you haven't planted anything.
Oh, no. Not at all.
I mean, we haven't planted anything. We found out we have a groundhog.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's adorable.
Also, is he your pet? I'm sure you've turned him into a pet.
Okay,
by now.
Have
you fed
him? Yeah. Did you know that groundhog and woodchuck are the exact same thing? Mm-hmm. Like, those terms are interchangeable, because I learned that when I was learning about our new friend. But
how much wood does he chuck?
A lot.
Oh, okay.
And right. He also eats anything that we try to grow, so we're scrapping the garden idea this year.
I've got a live trap if you want to, put him in a cage.
He's in a live trap, at least.
It's a live trap.
You know.
It'll work for you.
No, he's family. I offered him a bed and three hots. I offered him three hots and a cot, but...
I am not surprised. He's probably even got a name.
Mm-hmm. Not yet, actually.
Okay.
So
All right.
If you guys have anything great.
Let's check in with Jennifer Koshinka, please. Jennifer, what do you think? Any suggested names for our woodchuck?
I'm not a big fan of the groundhogs.
Yeah. Oh, no? Uh-oh. Is that because of the weather forecast?
Years ago. No.
Yeah, all you need to do is it'll ruin, build the garden, Tricia, have it ruin the garden, and then you'll be with Jennifer.
Yeah.
Done with the groundhog.
It did last year. We couldn't figure out what was happening, and now we saw its fat little butts scurrying up the driveway the other day.
Ugh, they're so fat and slow and dumb.
Now you know. That's funny. What's going on in the markets today?
Futures a bit lower this morning, suggesting the major indexes will pause after notching record highs at the end of last week. A string of blue chip companies will report earnings this week and will offer a view on businesses' expectations for the pace of economic revival. U.S. health officials came close to simply warning about a blood clotting risk from Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine, but decided to recommend pausing out of concern doctors would improperly treat the condition. Anthony Fauci, President Biden's chief medical advisor, says he expects J&J's vaccine to return by use by Friday. The FDA may decide to restrict the shot to people over 50 or allow a return to widespread use, but with an added warning about the benefits and risks of the shot. A Maryland hotel executive is trying to assemble new financing for a $680 million offer to buy Tribune Publishing after his partner, a Swiss billionaire, pulled out of the bidding for the newspaper chain. Stuart Bainham is talking to other potential investors after the Swiss investor dropped out in the last few days. The billionaire told Bainham it would require too much investment to turn the chain's flagship Chicago Tribune into a nationwide publication. A subcontractor working on the new Air Force One aircraft for Boeing is countersuing the aircraft giant over Boeing's allegations of missed deadlines for work on the presidential aircraft. GDC Technics LLC is seeking more than $20 million in damages from Boeing. The lawsuit alleges Boeing's mismanagement caused the delays, not GDC's actions. Another major shipper has set its transport providers a deadline to ensure its supply chains are carbon neutral. Dutch brewer Heineken has laid out plans to decarbonize its own production by 2030. Parents who own the Peloton Tread Plus are being warned to stop using the machine following incidents where small children were injured, including one that resulted in a death. The Consumer Product Safety Commission issued the urgent warning on Saturday. The agency says there have been a total of 39 incidents, including the child's death, which Peloton reported last month. Two men died after a Tesla vehicle that authorities believe was operating without anyone in the driver's seat crashed into a tree Saturday night north of Houston. One of the men was in the front passenger seat. The other was in the back seat of the Tesla, which was traveling at a high speed along a curve before it hit a tree around 11:25 p.m. The Wall Street Journal says Penske Media, publisher of magazines like Rolling Stone, Billboard, and Variety, has agreed to acquire a 50% stake in South by Southwest, the famed tech music and movie festival. The Texas festival, one of the largest and best known, was dealt a severe financial blow last March after being canceled. And you may soon get some help putting together your new furniture. Bloomberg News reports Amazon is launching a service that would have workers deliver and build furniture, putting it in direct competition with Wayfair, Lowe's, and Home Depot. Customers who order big box items such as sofas, beds, or mattress sets would be able to have them put together on demand. Amazon's move to compete with the furniture assembly market comes amidst staggering growth in the home improvement category. Mark?
Yeah, no, thank you very much. If you've ever tried to put one of those together with those instructions, you'd probably be willing to pay, have somebody do it. I think
yeah, some of that stuff's awfully hard to do.
That's going to be a hit for them. All right, Jen, thank you.
You got it.
Yeah, I appreciate that. This story she's talking about with Tesla is, I've said to you guys before, I could not imagine. I can't envision myself ever becoming comfortable being able to sit down in a car and let go of the wheel. I mean, it's one thing to put it in the Lord's hands and tell him to take the wheel if you're in an accident, but to just drive down the highway at highway speeds and trust that that car is going to be able to negotiate everything. My confidence is nowhere close to being in that situation. These two people were asleep. Apparently, one was asleep in the front. The other was asleep in the back seat. The car went off the road and crashed into a tree.
I mean, it's kind of soon to just let your car drive and fall asleep. We're in prototype as far as letting self-driving cars take over the road.
With letting it do it, but you're aware and monitoring. That's where we are. Yeah, the whole, like, just going ahead and just, yeah, I wouldn't fall. I would love to do it, mm-hmm. be behind the wheel and still be aware and paying attention and doing all that.
But I'm not
going to sleep with the car going 80 miles an hour.
Ridiculous.
And to your point, in a hearing last year, the National Transportation Safety Board chairman said, it's time to stop enabling drivers in any partially automated vehicle to pretend that they have driverless cars. It's true. People believe they could just get in these things and they're just going to take off.
Who are the people that believe that, though? Maybe there are people that are not smart enough to know that you have to monitor these things, but then there should be warning labels. Like, no, you don't have to press the pedal, but, like, keep your eyes open.
Yeah. Just not ready for prime time. I don't know.
But you better be prepared. I mean, it's going to get there.
It might get there. I just don't know if I'm ever... I mean, you will always have to push a button and select that option. I'm just not sure I ever would. I mean, cruise control is one thing, but your hands are on the wheel and you're aware of your surroundings. To just turn it over to the computer on the car.
I'm with you. Well, sure, and even cruise control when there's enough traffic is a little bit unsettling.
True.
I'll keep cruise control on, but if there's enough navigating that you need to do, swerving.
And if you're on hills, it's you're just eating more gas. So.
No, I hear you.
Quick break here. 314-241-9797. We're going to get to other news that may not be making the headlines today when we come back in just a minute. Rodney Boyd coming up with insider talk topics for us from Jeff City, because we're getting near the end of the legislative session. And then we're going to check in on that Derek Chauvin trial at about 7:35. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Welcome back. We're doing something new today for you, that we're going to start bringing you these stories that you might not get in that top four or five stories that are making headlines, but are still stories that have caught our eye and caught the eye of our news anchor, Denise Schaefer. Right?
Yes, sir.
What's happening?
You know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
Well, I try to stay on top of all the local stuff, right? I mean, and the national things as well. And we usually cover, you know, St. Louis County Council stuff going on. But I got to tell you, I was a little surprised to see a headline on, this came down on Friday, but I saw a headline about a St. Louis County Councilman. So I'm thinking, okay, we're going to be talking about something COVID related. Mm-hmm. This was Ernie Tragus, who we've talked about before. We've had him on the show before. He was a part, like his car was shot at on Friday afternoon. Oh my God. I-64 in Spady, in Frontenac. His car was hit by another car driving by. Now, he wasn't injured or anything like that, but took me a lot of levels that it was the councilman, that it was in the middle of the afternoon on a Friday in Frontenac.
Police are investigating it.
Yes.
Road rage. When I read that story, and I'm not saying that there's more to the story than what we know, but there was a bullet hole in the back of the car, and something led this other individual. I don't know if he felt that Ernie had cut him off. Ernie didn't share many details. He said because police are investigating, he wasn't going to say anything else. It is shocking for a couple of reasons. Number one, it happened to involve somebody who's well known in St. Louis County. Number two, it happened at 40 and Spady, which is shocking. Not that crime doesn't happen everywhere.
It happens everywhere.
But a lot of these shootings have happened on I-70 or south on 55 somewhere. I can't think of one that's happened on 40 before.
I can't either.
I am so sick of people shooting other people while they're driving. In general, stop shooting people. But what is this? You can't even drive your car without getting shot at.
I feel like these stories are happening like about every day, every other day that you could be reporting on something like this.
Ridiculous.
So just another, national guy, but local guy, Joe Buck, is in the news because he is going to be on our TV this summer hosting Jeopardy.
Oh,
what do you think about Joe Buck doing Jeopardy?
He will do a great job.
He's think so, too.
Got the perfect sense of humor, kind of quirky sense of humor for that job.
I think people love to hate Joe Buck. I don't know why. But I think that, and this is going to be a complete opportunity for that to happen. If you love him, you're going to love how he hosts Jeopardy. If you don't like him, you're going to be like, why is this guy still on our TV? We see him, you know, we make fun of him all the time for his sports reporting. But I think he's going to be awesome. They didn't say exactly when, but sometime this summer.
Aaron Rodgers is, I guess, hosting right now. And, you know, it's kind of,
he's a little dry to me. I mean, he has that dry sense of humor, whereas I think Joe will be playful and he's self-deprecating. Like, I think, and Aaron Rodgers is too to a degree, but this seems like right in Joe Buck's wheelhouse.
I would agree. Yeah, that'll translate well for him. And no doubt about it.
Well, so I saw a headline this morning about the Olympics. Mm-hmm. I love the Olympics. I don't know if there's like a line, like, is there a you either love it or you hate it thing with the Olympics? Kind of. I don't know.
There's more love than hate for the Olympics, right?
I'm sports specific on the Olympics.
Sure. Oh, okay.
I won't get up at 2 a.m. just to watch the Olympics. I'll watch it tape delayed later. But I'm sports specific. I there's so much of it I don't care about.
I love the Olympics. I get, for some reason, it gives me all the feels. Mm-hmm. I just the anthems and the just all. I love the Olympics. So when it was with the COVID stuff and last year, obviously it was delayed and it's supposed to be happening soon, right? Well, Tokyo's having problems with a surge in COVID. And so there's been speculation going back and forth, like, are the Olympics going to be held? Are they going to be canceled? Well, it's not looking good. So for someone like me who's very excited about the Olympics, it's maybe canceled, but if not, like, no fans, which, again, doesn't impact us because we're not going there to watch it. But it's just, I feel bad for these athletes that have been training so hard, and I want to watch them. I want to have all those feels again, especially post-COVID, but
not going to
be such a shame if it's canceled.
Not going to be as fun for the athletes either. Remember all the stories about Athletes Village?
That's the first thing you think of.
They have to pass out condoms because there's so much going on there. They're
going
to be bummed.
Going.
The athletes are going to be bummed about that if they can't go, you know, have parties every night.
Parties.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to call them.
Well, and there's a few other things that are in the news today.
Very nice, Denise. We appreciate that. That's good stuff. Hey, quick break here. Rodney Boyd is keeping an eye on what's going on in Jeff City. Some key legislation that might be voted on this week. Important stuff. Jeff Manasso at the bottom of the hour on the Derek Chauvin murder trial regarding George Floyd. There could be a verdict later this week. We'll be right back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.